But now the public have gotten online to the worm cams, they are looking for themselves, and they are starting to agitate for some old cases to be reopened. Friends, family, even the convicted themselves. And now the Wilson case? Yeah. Maven smiled thinly. Maybe you can understand how I'm feeling. You see, before the worm cam, I could never be sure what the truth was in any given case. No witness is 100% reliable. The perps know how to lie through forensics. I couldn't know what happened unless I was there. Wilson was the first convicted criminal to be executed because of my work. I knew I'd done the best I could to establish the truth, but now, years after the event, I've been able to see Wilson's alleged crime for the first time, and I found out the truth about the man I sent to the needle. Are you sure you ought to show me?
It will be in the public domain soon enough.
Mavens twisted the soft screen around so Bobby could see and began to dial up a recording. The screen cleared to show a bedroom. There was a wide bed, a wardrobe and cupboards, animated posters of rock and sports stars and movie icons on the wall. A boy lay face down on the bed. Slim, dressed in t-shirt and jeans, he was propped up on his elbows over books and a primary color soft screen, sucking a pencil. He was dark, his hair a rich black mass. Bobby said, "That's Mian?"
"Yeah. Bright kid. Lived quietly, worked hard.
He's doing his homework. Shakespeare, as it happens. Aged 13, though. I guess he looks a little younger. Well, he won't get any older. Tell me if you want to stop this." Bobby nodded, curtly, resolved to see this through. This was a test, he thought. A test of his new humanity. The door opened outward, admitting a burly middle-aged man.
"Here comes the father, Philip George Wilson."
Wilson was carrying a soda bottle. He opened it and set it down on a bedside table. The boy looked around and said a few words. Maven said,
"We know what they said. What are you working on? What time does Mom get home? Blah, blah. Nothing consequential, just an ordinary exchange."
Wilson ruffled the boy's hair and left the room. Mian smoothed back his hair and went back to work. Mavens froze the image. The boy turned to a statue, his image flickering slightly.
"Let me tell you what we thought happened next as we reconstructed it back in 34. Wilson comes back into the room. He makes some kind of pass at the boy. The boy rebuffs him, so Wilson attacks him. Maybe the boy fights back. If so, he didn't do Wilson any damage. Wilson has a knife, which, incidentally, we don't find. He cuts and rips at the kid's clothes. He mutilates him. After he kills the boy by cutting his throat, he may have performed sex on the body, or he may have masturbated. We find flecks of Wilson's semen on the body. And then, cradling the body, covered in blood, he yells 911 at the search engine." "You're kidding."
Maven shrugged.
"People act in strange ways."
"The facts are that there was no way in or out of the apartment save for locked windows and doors, none of which were forced. The hallway security cam showed nothing. We had no suspects save for Wilson, and a lot of evidence against him. He never denied what he did. I think maybe he believed himself that he really had done it, even though he had no memory of it. Our experts were split. We have psychoanalysts who say Wilson's knowledge of his appalling act was too much for his ego to bear, so he repressed it, came out of the episode, returned to something like normal. Then we have cynics who say he's lying, that he knew exactly what he was doing. When he realized he couldn't get away with the crime, he feigned mental problems to secure a softer sentence. And we have neurologists who say he probably suffers from a form of epilepsy."
Bobby prompted,
"But now we have the truth?"
"Yes. Now, the truth."
Mavens tapped the soft screen and the recording resumed. There was an air conditioning grill in the corner of the bedroom. It popped open. The boy, Mian, got to his feet quickly, looking startled, and backed into a corner.
"He didn't call out at this point," Mavens said softly. "If he had..."
Now, a figure crawled out through the open grill. It was a girl, dressed in a tight-fitting spandex ski suit. She looked 16, might have been older. She was holding a knife.